It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
Welcome into a very special edition of the Sports Objective Podcast as we have the 2019 Spring Practice Kickoff press conference with Coach Mike Houston. We're going to be talking to him later on. We'll have an interview with him after the press conference. But first, let's go now to the press conference. Mike Houston is actually at the podium as we begin the 2019 calendar year for ECU football.
Well, thanks a lot for everybody being here today. It's an exciting time. I thought just with kind of how to start everything and as we go into spring, just what to share with you guys. And I thought back to December 3rd, 2018. And that day for me is one that I will remember vividly for the rest of my life. And for our program here, I would really call that ground zero. You were a couple days removed from a very embarrassing 58-3 loss in Raleigh to NC State. The program was in transition. As I stood in this room, the room looked a lot different physically, but I'll never forget the faces of the young men in our program and looking in their eyes. And to be honest, they were lost at that point in time. When I walked into this building, I was astonished at the state of the facility, and that can be said for several things around our football program at that point in time. The one thing I will say is, since that day, everyone in this building, and when I say in this building, because it's not just the second floor where the coaches' offices reside, it is very much the first floor where the players operate on a daily basis. It is very much the third floor where our athletic administration is housed. Everyone in this building has been committed every single day to doing everything humanly possible to evaluate, slightly adjust, or drastically overhaul everything involved with this football program. Everything that touches our young men on a daily basis has been meticulously looked at and evaluated to see how we are going to operate moving forward. I can tell you that just like this room physically, things are in a much better place today than they were on December 3rd. But the biggest thing is, as we start tomorrow preparing for the 2019 season, there is a bright future ahead for East Carolina football. Is it going to be an easy road? Absolutely not. There are going to be tough times. There is no doubt. But you have a group that is committed to making sure that we get the task done, that we accomplish the goals that we have set out. Some of those we've already accomplished, but there is still a lot of work to do. Now, is it going to translate overnight to exactly what we want? No, it is going to take time. But I can promise you that as I stand here today, I could not be more excited about anything as I am this program. And the young men in this program, the support that we have from the athletic administration, the support we have from campus, John Gilbert has been everything that you could ever want in an athletic director as far as how he has treated me and how he has supported our program since we started. And I'm ready to get out there and start practicing. Tomorrow I have in my mind how I hope it goes. Just like with a football game, you have in your mind how you hope it goes too. But once the ball kicks off, you got to adjust to what happens next, and the game plans kind of go out the window at that point. You got to be able to make adjustments and react and think ahead. So I have in my mind what I hope practice looks like tomorrow, but we'll find out when we get out there. But I do know that expectations have been laid. There is a foundation that has been established so far. With our off-season training, the players fully understand, what those expectations are, and we will, work together in achieving, fulfilling those expectations starting tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock. So we meet with the players tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in this room. As you look around the room and as you look around the facility, we are going to go around the facility after we finish with the press conference for any of you that want to. As you look around, you'll see a lot of quotes. You'll see a lot of core values, and these are things that I have put together over the years, 25 plus years, of really borrowing, stealing from, and coming up with things that go into what I believe in as far as how a football program should be run. The point of having them up is, as we talk to the players about them, the things that are really important to us, like our core values, I can talk about it, but every day when they walk in this door right here, that's the first thing they see. And so it's a reinforcement daily of what we're going to be as a program. The no quarter flag in the back of the room, if we're going to raise that flag at the beginning of the fourth quarter for home games, and I'm not about, fake stuff. So if we're going to raise that flag and we're going to talk about what that flag means, then we're going to embrace that. And I expect our players to respond to that. I told them, I said, now, the goal is don't wait till the fourth quarter to start playing now. You better start playing in the first quarter. So we may start raising the flag in the first quarter. But, I do want to embrace the traditions that are here. And at the same time, I respect very much what the program has been, what the program has accomplished. That is in the past. And we are firmly committed to the future, and we're not really looking back behind us. With practice starting tomorrow, the one thing I will say is that, there is competition at every single position on our roster. There is no depth chart at this point. We will establish that depth chart as we start working tomorrow. But, it is an absolute open competition everywhere across the board. When you see the players come out tomorrow, there is not a logo on the side of any helmet on that field. All of our players will earn the right to have the Jolly Roger on the side of their helmet this spring. They'll earn the right to represent our program because it is a privilege and an honor to be a member of this football program and to represent East Carolina University. And it's very important to me that our players understand that, that they embrace that. And like I said a few weeks ago in one of the interviews I did, we need to be able to walk around with pride that ECU on the front of our chest. And so we've got to get back to establishing, what that's going to represent. And this off-season stuff, it's really, really important because, it comes game day in the fall. Last time I checked, they keep score, okay? And it matters who wins. You win games in the off-season. You don't win games on game day as much as you do right now. So right now we're working on what we're going to be in 2019. So excited to get started tomorrow. I expect an up-tempo practice. I expect a lot of effort. I expect a lot of discipline. I expect some intensity, and it's going to be a helmeted practice. But I told the players, I said, whatever your version of a helmeted practice was in the past, you might as well throw that out the door. It's going to be a full-speed practice, and we're going to be demanding, and we're going to establish what it means with the way we're going to practice on a daily basis, because that's going to dictate, those habits are going to dictate how you're going to play on game day. And I told them, I said, we're going to find out what kind of football team we have, in my opinion, start finding out at least at about 8:45 on Monday morning, because that's when we start inside run. And inside run is going to be a drill that's going to be kind of the backbone of our program. And it's not going to be for the faint of heart because we're going to be a physical football team, both sides of the ball. And, we're going to practice in a manner to prepare ourselves to play a certain way on game day. So I'm excited to get started tomorrow. Thank you very much for being here today. I appreciate the support of all of you in the media in being here to cover our program. I want you to know that that's important to me as well. There are going to be some changes with the way we go about access and things like that. I've always had very positive relationships with the media in the past. I look forward to positive relationships with you guys. But I just want you to know how much I do appreciate the coverage you do give us. So thanks a lot for being here. Questions?
Mike, a month from now when spring ball's over, and you look in the crystal ball and no one can predict the future, but what are the key goals you'd like to say, I'd love to have these three things achieved? What are you looking to get out of spring ball? What are the goals you hope to achieve this spring?
Well, I think number one, and probably most importantly to me, is that we establish our culture and our attitude and the way we're going to operate. I think that's critical. Players are going to come and go over the years, but it is critical to me that we establish the proper culture in this program to where as players enter the program, because we have a group of freshmen that are going to come in this summer. You know, when they get here, we have to have things in place where they understand, you know, how we're going to do things, how we're going to operate, how we're going to work, how we're going to go about things on a daily basis. So we've got to establish that, and we've established some of it, but you really cannot establish that until you've gone through the practice portion of preparing for the sport of football. The second thing is obviously we do want to establish our depth chart. We do want to have an idea of where everybody fits best and, what kind of abilities we have at certain spots, what things we need to work on. Obviously, after going through spring practice, we'll be able to adjust schemes according to what we have. I have looked a lot at film from last year, and at the same time, I'm trying to give everybody a clean slate. I'm trying to start, everybody's got a fresh start. And I think about a couple of our kids that, didn't play last year that have been fairly impressive in some of the off-season stuff. And, I think they're rejuvenated because they see, hey, I got a chance. Some of the more established players, the thing that I've stressed to them is you've got to earn your spot, because nothing will be given. So, that's the way it is. In life, that's the way it is on game days in the fall. You got to earn your keep every single day.
Coach, you say you've been in this business for a long time, obviously. Do you still get the butterflies or the excitement? I know the players with starting spring practice, any kind of thing on the field, they get excited. Do you get just as excited?
Yeah, well, how can't you? I mean, if we get to the point where I'm not excited to go out there, for the first day of spring ball, then I need to go find a different line of work. I believe this sport is played a certain way. And if you're going to play that way, you've got to practice that way. And so if we're going to play with the passion and the fire that I talk about, then it all starts at the top. So I'd better have that when we take the field tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow. I've got, I don't know about butterflies, but I'm anxious. And I want to hurry up and get here. Helmeted practices. Tomorrow's important. Okay, tomorrow's the first day. Okay, I'm really excited for tomorrow. I'm really, really excited for Monday, because that's when you start teaching the players how we're going to play. I talk about how we're going to practice and how we're going to go about doing things. But, to me, it really, really starts on Monday. But, tomorrow's an exciting day for us.
How much did you learn from the transition that James Mattson kind of used to bring into East Carolina?
Well, I think you learn from every experience that you have. This is the fifth program I've been the head coach of. And so every time, we're starting out, at the high school in Asheville, North Carolina, I don't know how many years ago, you learn from every experience that you have, and it builds upon, what you have to offer. And so I think I learned a lot with the transition from the Citadel to JMU. I learned a lot, from when I left Lenoir Ryan and went to the Citadel, and I've learned a lot with this. But, every experience you use what you learn to try to be better the next time. And so I think that, I've probably handled this transition better than I did the last one because I was more prepared for it. Hopefully that helps us with what we start tomorrow.
This is kind of the running question of the offseason, but Nate Harvey, is there any kind of update or what you're anticipating with him?
We don't have an update yet from the NCAA, and I do expect one virtually any day now, but we don't have anything yet.
What's he allowed to do?
He's allowed to do everything, and talking to Nate, the things that we've discussed is, either way, he has plans to play football next year. And so right now he's preparing to play football next year, and so that's how he's approaching everything. No matter what the decision is that comes down, we're going to support Nate Harvey fully. We'll do everything in my power to make sure he's on the field playing. And so I hope it's here with us. I believe it will be. If it's not, then we're going to help prepare him for what's next in his life.
How about the health of a few other guys like Brandon Pena and Blake Holt? I'm sure they're coming from his knee. Just kind of update us on those guys.
Holton's full go. Pena's full go. Blake will be fairly full go. There's certain things that he won't be able to do for parts of or most of the spring. But those guys have recovered well.
And then, if you can talk about grading guys on film, since the schemes are very similar, at least in formations, examples of, I like this, this fits well, we got to change this, that type of thing. This guy looks good to me, anything you can mention.
I'm a firm believer that it is not what you do, but it is how you do it. And that's the biggest thing we got to change is how we do it. The problems in the past were not what they were doing, but it is very much how they went about it. And I can promise you that our team will not look the way it did last fall when we take the field August 31st. There's going to be a different style of play defensively. We are going to be a disciplined, gap-sound, physical defensive front, and we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder. Same thing offensively. We are going to attack people. You can use some trickery and some misdirection and things like that, but we are going to go right at people. And the same thing for special teams. We are going to be extremely aggressive. So, to me, what I saw on film, scheme-wise, X and O-wise, I don't see those as the problems. I see very much the execution and the style of play as being the biggest things we got to get fixed.
Coach, all programs kind of set up spring practice at different times and different areas. Do you have a philosophy on the timing of your spring practices?
I do, and it's not what we're doing this spring. I think that, the time of the spring that you do things is going to be different year to year based on when your season ends. This spring we're a little bit later, mainly because of the transition. I wanted to give our coaches time to really mesh together, see, what we could do. I want to have more time in the weight room with the players and Coach Williams. I want to have more time to get to know the players. So we did push it back a little bit. Ideally, I would go Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays instead of Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That way you never have those back-to-back days, and that way you always have that film day, that teaching day in between practices. Ideally, I would probably practice in the afternoon. When you make a transition, you inherit what has been set up by the previous staff, because class schedules and things of that nature dictate a lot. We will make it work this spring. I am excited about the spring game on April 13th. The combination of the Pigskin Pigout, Pirate Fest is going on that weekend. I think that's a great opportunity for us to work with the city of Greenville to make that a really special weekend, not just for ECU football, but for, Greenville, North Carolina in general. I think it's going to be a fantastic weekend. We've invited our football alumni back. We have some special things going on with them, really trying to reconnect with our former players. So I'm really excited for the timing of that. It's one of those things where with every transition, you want to change everything all at once, but you got to change you got to change things kind of incrementally, based on timing. So spring practice this year is set. It'll probably look a little bit different next year.
Mike, speaking of the spring game, I've seen spring games here before that are like a game. I've seen some that just a glorified practice. How do you envision the format of the spring game being under your leadership?
I've been asked that a couple of times. I'll tell you about a week out, because the biggest thing it depends on is the health of your roster. Ideally, you would want two teams playing and have a true kind of spring game. A lot of times in the spring, the depth of your roster, whether it be due to health or, you don't have all your incoming players yet, sometimes you don't have the depth to do that. So sometimes it is offense versus defense. If it is offense versus defense, we have a scoring system that we've used. It's one of those, it's like a math degree to understand a little bit sometimes, but, it's worked out pretty well. No matter what the spring game format is, we are going to compete. There's going to be a winner and a loser, so, we're going to have a little meal on Sunday for the team after the spring game, and, kind of how you operate during that meal is going to be dictated by, are you the winner, are you the loser? So I'll talk more about that when we get to it, but, everything we do is going to be a competition.
I'm kind of struck by it. Usually you see transfers that are in or out with a new coach. You basically got the same roster. How do you account for that? Did everybody just buy into your message, or how do you feel? feel about the stability of the roster?
Well, I mean, I feel like we are, it's been fairly positive. I mean, I really do. When you look at, and giving thought to your question, when you look at our players, the one thing that, you know, when I stood there on December the 3rd, you know, versus standing, you know, in that room tomorrow morning, I can promise you none of them want to go through what they went through last year ever again. They want to get this thing fixed. So I think that my track record and some of the things that some of our programs over the years have done, and also they know a lot of my former players. I think that's given us a little bit of credibility to where, you know, they're excited about the opportunity to get things fixed and turned around. Now, is everybody going to be here come August 31st? Probably not, you know, because, you know, it's the expectations for accountability on a daily basis are very high. And I cannot sit here and tell you that everybody has met those expectations every single day. You know, there may be some players that aren't with us tomorrow morning that you're expecting to be there. But the thing is, the ones that are in the uniform and on the field come August 31st, I can promise you those guys are going to play and represent East Carolina University at a very high level.
Coach, I know you're a big fan of the afternoon practices. I think I can speak for all of us. We like the morning practices. Are you going to look at that in the spring and say, maybe I'll give it a chance down the road? Obviously, the fall is
spring. Right.
But are you going to kind of
He's lobbying, Coach.
Well, I've done it in the mornings before, okay? I've done it in the mornings before, so there are some positives. We'll evaluate like everything else, but I wouldn't have my hopes too high.
I've been married twice.
What do you feel like the biggest challenge has been for you so far? What do you feel like the biggest challenge is going to be in trying to turn this program around a little bit?
The biggest challenge so far, I mean, there's a lot. Number one, you know, I think we've got to change our mindset. And when I say that, it's not as easy as it sounds coming off the lips. You know, I've seen a lot of teams that win games that they probably shouldn't or maybe couldn't have just because they thought they would. And we've got to get more to a mindset of believing on game day, you know, having confidence in ourselves. Now, that confidence comes from, you know, doing things well on a daily basis. You know, I'm a firm believer. You establish confidence by, you know, having successes. And a success may be your academic performance. A success may be, you know, seeing growth and change in your body. The success may be, you know, seeing yourself, you know, in a challenging task on the field in a practice situation and seeing yourself continually be successful in that situation. So, you know, I think we've got to change our mindset and our belief in ourselves individually. I think we've got to establish a better trust in each other collectively. You know, one of our core things is do your job. You know, they got, and it's, you know, obviously it comes from the Patriots. Last time I checked, they've been pretty good at doing that. You know, you look at their team over the years, they're never the most talented, but somehow they continue to win Super Bowls. Because that culture up there is do your job. And, you know, we've taken that over the years and applied that. And the other part of that is trust your teammates to do their job. And when I start talking about that, it comes down to, you know, if you're a great linebacker, okay, or you're a great defensive end, you're Nate Harvey, you know, you got to make the plays that are yours to make. You know, you go out there trying to make every play, okay, you're going to create some big plays for both sides. Okay, you're going to create big plays for us and for them. So learning how to play together, okay, learning how to be very committed to doing what you're assigned to do every single snap, every single day, everything in their life, and then trusting the guy sitting next to you that he's going to do the same thing. That is critical. So, you know, that's a big challenge. You know, another big challenge are the facilities. You know, this room is night and day over what it was when I stood in here on December the 3rd. As we walk around this facility, you're going to see some places that look the way they should. This whole building should look like this, you know, as far as upkeep. You're going to see some areas we still got a lot of work to do. That is no different than our football program, our team, that is, our players. You know, we're a work in progress, okay? Our building's a work in progress. The stadium out front is obviously a work in progress, Okay, our practice fields are work in progress. You have a lot of challenges right now. So when you say what's the biggest, I don't know that there is one that's the biggest. There's a lot of them. The thing I will say is that each of those challenges, you can see progress. Okay, and that's the thing that's exciting.
Coach, you talk about do your job and trusting the guy next to you. How much of that comes from your time at the Citadel? That seems like that type of mentality, a very regimented military type of mentality.
Well, I think, you know, you can date it really back, you know, farther than that. Certainly it fit in well at the Citadel. You know, and that's, I've told many people, I was in Charleston about a week ago, and I spent some time with some close friends there, and one of them was Captain Gino Peluso, who's the Commandant of Cadets down there, and I told him, you know, that job, it's a great job. It is also probably the most challenging job that you can ever imagine having as a college football coach, because on a daily basis, the volume of things that come across your plate is sometimes staggering, but you learn how to manage it and you learn how to prioritize. And so certainly that experience was tremendous for me. I think it'll help me with this job. But, you know, that philosophy, you know, it goes back, you know, farther than that, you know, to the Lenore Ryan days, you know, to some of the formative years, you know, when I was a young coach in this state. You know, I was joking some of the App State fans. You know, they've been, you know, kind of conscientious about what the quote up there above my head says. You know, but really, you know, that didn't come from Appalachian State. You know, I got it from Coach Sparky Woods, who was the coach at the time at Appalachian State, but he got it from the University of Tennessee. So I think all of us learn from our past experiences and bring things with us that help us do our job on a daily basis.
John Spellacy, any update on him?
John is with the program. He is recovering. When you say update, there's no definitive update as far as his status as a player on the field or not in the future yet.
Sounds like you need spring practices to be pretty physical. Obviously, that kind of a tone or a theme of this thing.
Well, I hope they are. I mean, if that's what we're going to hang our hat on as a team, they better be. But you know, the big thing is I want to see us improve every single day. And you know, when you talk about physicality, you know, it's not just go out there and run into each other. You know, because there it's 10 times more than that. It's learning how to play physical. It's learning how to play the game the right way. You know, and in doing that, there's so many fundamentals and techniques and certain things about, you know, how you go about, you know, playing the sport. It is about being a good football player, because you look at the teams that win consistently at the highest level, you know, whether it's Alabama or Clemson or, you know, the Patriots, as I talked about, you know, at the professional level, you know, all of those teams share those same traits in common. You know, they are physical at the point of contact football teams, and they play at a very high level. They're very disciplined. They don't make the critical mistakes that cause you to lose football games. You know, they don't have just, you know, the enormous amount of penalties or, you know, the bad ball security or whatever it is. You know, there is a certain formula to winning football games. And so the biggest thing I want to see throughout the spring is I want to see us improve on a daily basis from practice one to practice two, from practice two to practice three. And then hopefully on April 13th, you know, we see a much improved version of what we saw on the field in the past.
Anyone else? Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot. Go Pirates.
After the press conference, we had a chance to talk one-on-one with Coach Mike Houston to get his thoughts about the kickoff and his anticipation. I know his excitement for the spring season, his very first spring football season with the Pirates. And let's go now to that interview with Coach Mike Houston. Very special guest here, a very exciting time. I know I'm excited. I know he's excited for spring football. Coach Mike Houston, the East Carolina University football coach. How are you feeling? I know it's the day before about spring practice.
Well, I think anxious. You already hit on excited. You know, we're ready to go. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we've only been here for, you know, 2.5, you know, getting close to 3 months, but we haven't been here very long. But there's been a lot of work done, and there's been a lot of hours put in, and you know, we get to go start doing tomorrow morning what we're all here to do, you know, as far as the sport goes, and that's you know, playing the game. And I know the players are excited.
You know, they've been great with our winter workouts and the strength training and weight room and the mat drills and all that. But at the same time, they do all that to go play ball, and so they're excited to get out on the field and compete tomorrow. So, you know, we're all anxiously awaiting, you know, 8 a.m. or whatever time we actually do get out there.
One thing I've been telling folks, it's actually a day before my birthday, the spring game. I've been inviting everybody to come here. I want to see people to support you. I appreciate you taking the job. Obviously, I know there's a lot of huge challenges, but not only the former players coming back, but obviously a lot of people in Pirate Nation to come to the spring game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is we want to make that spring game weekend a weekend that's a great celebration for our fan base. It's a weekend for the former players to come back and be able to reminisce with each other, to be able to reattach themselves to the program that they helped build. You know, I think it's great that we're able to schedule it to be the same weekend as Pirate Fest in downtown Greenville. So, you know, they're doing a lot of things around the spring game, not just the pigskin, pig out barbecue stuff, but they're going to have some bands playing. They're going to have the bounce houses for the kids. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff around the game that's going to make it a pretty festive event. So I think it's going to be a great weekend to be in Greenville, North Carolina. So, I'm excited for our fan base to get back, and really I'm excited for the game too. So it's a lot of work's got to go in before we get to April 13th, but it'll be a great day.
I remember speaking of that as spring game, the Purple Pirate Pigskin Pigout Party with Dave Hart back in the 80s. You have elephants, a tug of war with the players. I don't know if you can do that, but you had the Four Tops, Temptations. You have like this Miller Lite, less filling, tastes great, guys. There, it was a lot of fun, and that's what I'm hoping with not only the winning tradition you're going to set here, but also we can make an event more than just the spring game.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's what everybody wants to do. You know, my job is to take care of the football team. You know, I'm trying to be very involved with our football alumni also. Ryan Robertson, who's just been added to our athletic staff, you know, he's got a lot of great ideas with what's going to go on around the game. So I think there's a chance for it to get back to very much that kind of atmosphere.
I want to ask you, Coach, this is a time of year with the spring, obviously, practice. I use the analogy of like a mechanic where you get under the hood and you kind of see, I guess you get to see more about the engine, so to speak. If you use that analogy like a football team, is that a fair comparison?
Well, I think, you know, you get to start seeing what you're working with. You get to start very much so you tweaking some things, you know, from your past schemes. And when I say your past scheme, I'm talking about ours as our coaching staff. Obviously, there's going to be some drastic changes in the first year from what has been here in the past, you know, not only from schematically, but from an operation standpoint, the way we go about doing our business. So this spring's a little bit different than future springs will be because it's the first with this staff. But I think it's one that should be exciting from beginning to finish.
I want to ask you, we were talking about in the walkthrough we had, and you've done an excellent job, and I know a lot of staff with the upgrades already. The nutritionist is something that's big to me and a lot of people in Pirate Nation. Right. Can you talk a little bit about how important is a nutritionist for this football program and sports athletics program as a whole?
That's critical, and it's something that you know, we were able to get achieved at JMU, and you know, to the point of, you know, every single day, those guys, you know, are going to be able to receive the proper nourishment, whether it's a post-workout recovery kind of intake, or it's you know, their meals throughout the day. You know, having someone to not only provide the content, but also help them plan out their diet. You know, and you have a lot of drastic things going on. You do have some weight loss. You have a lot of weight gain, but it's not just weight gain. It's proper weight gain, you know, and it's developing your body. And I think that, you know, if you come in as a freshman, you know, to East Carolina University, the big focus I want to have is a focus on developing the student athlete. And the physical development is critical. And I think having that nutritionist and then having the resources for that nutritionist to have is going to be something that's going to be critical towards, you know, that fifth-year senior, what he looks like on the field after being in the program for several years.
Before we let you go, I know you're busy getting here in your office, getting ready for the spring practices starting tomorrow. Is there anything other in Pirate Nation that we can do as far as, I know that we want an indoor practice facility. Is there other things that we can go ahead and help you out with?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you can help out with is your support. You know, buy season tickets. Come to the games. You know, be a member of the Pirate Club. support financially, but also support with your presence. You know, everybody has different capacities, and I think just all of us being on the same page, working together, and, you know, all of us, whether it's a player, a coach, an alum, or just a fan, you know, all of us doing what we can to help the program and to help Pirate Nation. So that would be my thing, is just be involved.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Good luck to you, not only for spring practice, the spring game, but for 2019.
Thanks a lot. We're excited about it. Go Pirates.
Thank you very much, Mike Houston, and I also want to thank the great staff of East Carolina football and certainly the ECU athletics, and a special shout-out to Tom McClellan. What a great job he does as the SID and all the staff in the Sports Information Department. We appreciate them very, very much. Had a great time getting to see all the media there, and, of course, it's a very exciting time as spring football kicks off tomorrow officially on the 15th, and we'll have all the coverage for all the practices, and certainly there was a great thing Coach Houston did impromptu with the media, as we got to do a walkthrough and we got a chance to see the facilities and what they're doing. They're trying so hard to improve things, and like Coach Houston said, that they're the eyeballs. That's what the 18 and 19 year olds of today are looking at, with all the updated graphics and all the different things. And as you can see, if you look at our social media pages, certainly with Facebook and with YouTube, you'll be able to check out our videos we did today of that walk and talk as he was walking through and explaining what they're doing. He's working tirelessly. So is the staff. Everybody inside the Ward Building are awesome. Well, don't forget to like our Facebook page. You can certainly follow us on Twitter at TheSportsOBJ. Our email is TheSportsOBJ@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, by the way, at The Sports Objective. Well, until our next practice report and our next podcast, I'm Dave Richmond for the Sports Objective Podcast.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.